U.S. demand for honey far exceeds the 156 million pounds U.S. beekeepers and their bees can produce. According to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, each year about 596 million pounds of honey are consumed by U.S. households and food processing facilities. But profits aren't what some might think. The livelihood of U.S. beekeepers is challenged by a substance disguised as pure honey, imported and sold to U.S. food processors.
It's basically economically motivated adulteration. It's a way to gain in the market is by having the cheaper product, and to get the cheaper product, you dilute it with another syrup.
Kelvin Ady is president of the American Honey Producers Association, a second-generation South Dakota beekeeper and co-owner of Ady Honey Farms, the nation's largest honey producer. The syrup he mentions can be rice, beet, or a custom-made sugar syrup. Diluting pure honey with these syrups is one of many ways imported honey is adulterated. This fraud increases product quantity, allowing fake honey to be sold as the real deal for much less than the cost of production.
Well, it's actually costing the U.S. beekeeper more to produce the honey than what we can sell it for.
Ady says no one knows for sure how much honey is adulterated, but he recommends discussing it with analytical chemist Jim Gowanus. Gowanus is CEO of Columbia, Missouri-based Sweetwater Science Labs, an analytical lab focused on food authentication.
Okay, of what we have seen in our laboratory, I can only speak to that. Of what we have seen in the laboratory, we have seen between 30 and 45% of the honeys coming through have been adulterated.
Authenticating food is personal for Gowanus because he has family members with food allergies and sensitivities. He says the fact that his family and other consumers are unknowingly eating food that is labeled as a pure product but has actually been adulterated motivates his work.
It's actually the reason why we started Sweetwater Science Labs. Everybody's been worried about food safety all this time. No one's been really concerned with whether or not the food is actually food.
Beekeepers are working with congressional leaders to appropriate more funds for U.S. Customs to test imported honey. Austin Ady, Kelvin's nephew and a third-generation beekeeper, says in addition to more testing, he would like to see more done when fake honey is discovered so that it cannot re-enter the food chain.
Right now, the law basically says if it's not honey, it just has to be relabeled as basically sugar syrup, and it's allowed to continue its importation, right? We need to have some level of, like, destruction or, you know, permanent altercation to it so it can never be used as honey.
Another way to ensure honey purity is GenuHoney, a new certification program.
Consumers are entitled to purchase food products that are 100% authentic.
And authentic honey, explains Mitch Weinberg, the brains behind GenuHoney, is something consumers don't want to miss out on.
At least in its pure form, honey's story is by far the most incredible and beautiful. Because they're pollinating a large variety of different kinds of plants, you get different flavor profiles in the honey.
Mitch Weinberg is the president and CEO of Inscatech, a food fraud detection and prevention company. To receive GenuHoney certification, beekeepers undergo a three-part authentication process. And the hope is that labeling to ensure consumers know they are buying a pure product will help U.S. beekeepers receive a fair price for the honey their bees produce. Keeping beekeepers in business is something all consumers should care about, explains Sturgis beekeeper John Stoley. Stoley also serves as president of the South Dakota Beekeepers Association.
Well, if the price gets low enough, the beekeepers quit. So if the beekeepers quit, the bees leave, and there goes about every second or third forkful of food that you're going to consume is either directly or indirectly related to pollination.
John Stoley adds one way consumers can support beekeepers and ensure their honey is pure is to look for and buy local honey. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Rohde.